Let's talk to Cassie Walker-Burke. She is the bureau chief, Chalk Beach, Chicago, because so many questions, Cassie, for anybody, kids who are in school, parents who are wondering what's going to happen here about schools reopening across the state of Illinois. And I think one by one, they're trying to work through all of the issues. What are you hearing about the opportunities to make school and class safe for the fall opening?
Well, we're hearing a lot, but nothing definite, unfortunately, for parents who are trying to plan. What we know right now is that summer school will definitely be virtual in the state of Illinois. The state school board has said summer school is virtual. But as for the fall, we're hearing some slightly different messages, but it does seem like, number one, a decision has not been made, and number two, school could look very different. So that could mean some grades go certain days and they don't go other days, for example, or schools could flip AM and PM. So I think that parents should consider, start to get their head around the idea that fall could look very different for kids in Illinois.
Yeah, when I saw that Cal State announcement about them just canceling, and I guess canceling is the wrong word. They're doing virtual classes, so they're doing the in-person stuff isn't going to happen at those colleges and universities. And you got to think as we move forward here, when's the deadline when they really would have to make that decision? I don't know. Is that summertime? Can you wait that long before you decide? When do you think that they would need to either say, hey, we're going to switch entirely to virtual learning, or we're going to do something like you said, like vary the days they show up or something like that?
I think they're going to wait as long as they possibly can. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has said that it's her goal to reopen schools in fall. And I think that thinking about some of the concerns and some of the reasons why that, she's saying this, why the governor has said schools should start thinking about different scenarios, but that he's not ready to call it. And they're really concerned. I mean, schools are places where a lot of children, especially low-income children, get meals. Security of kids. I think they're really worried, especially about learning losses and the predictions of the severe learning losses that we're going to see. And so there's a lot of concerns to balance here. So I don't think we're going to see anything certain on this point for a little while now.
How are you hearing about how e-learning is going? Because, I mean, personally for me, it just feels as if, sometimes we're missing Zoom calls. There's a lot to manage. I only have one child, and I feel like parents who have four or just young children in particular, and you're just sort of scrambling to get all that stuff right. I mean, you feel like you need all these codes, and you gotta plug them in at the right time and schedule everything. And, you're doing your best, but it's been a challenge, I'm going to say that. And that's with teachers who are amazing at what they're creating the curriculum and doing everything and providing great learning materials for kids.
I have four kids, so I can sympathize with that and feel that perspective every day. It's so individual. We've heard an entire spectrum of things. For some families who have strong internet connections, who are organized, who their parents are able to spend time with the kids, remote learning is going okay. For some families, they haven't heard from their schools. So there's everything in this wild gamut. I think a lot of parents recognize that I've spoken to personally recognize that their teachers are trying really hard, and that sometimes there's things that happen, right? Or maybe it's hard to keep the child focused, especially with younger children. And so I think it's really a challenge for every family out there, but the challenges are really severe for some families. And I think that's where we're seeing Chicago and other districts really sink a lot of money into how do we get devices to people quickly? How do we try to address broadband issues? Because for some families that struggle to connect, that's a really big deal.
Yeah, and I give them a lot of credit because right out front, you saw that happen. There were some donations that came in from private donors to get to get broadband up and running in neighborhoods where they didn't have great connection rates. They got devices pretty quickly they made them available, something like 40,000 of them into the hands of CPS students, and trying to bridge that divide so that that wasn't a barrier to learning and that kind of thing. I recognize there still are problems. I also hear parents of kids with special needs, those are the ones missing their teachers. Geez, they're all missing their teachers, but think about that scenario for a second, that would be something that would be really tough.
I was just going to raise that issue. I think that's a really important issue, Anna, and that's definitely where we're hearing I think the most critical needs that we're hearing are the families of children with disabilities. The district in Chicago has said, as recently, I think it was last week, that they can start to have one-to-one meetings on video conferencing with their therapists, that their therapists are set up to do those sorts of things, or with their teachers. But some of that guidance didn't come until really recently. And so you think about children who have these individualized plans and have very particular needs, and are their needs being met? And I think that's a storyline we're going to continue to watch closely.
Another story you are watching closely, and I saw this on your site first, Chalkbeat, and you go to the Chicago tab. You cover education issues like no one else. They're really, really just a wealth of information. Millions of students are taking AP exams from home right now. There have been a couple of issues with that, but that's happening. It's hard to imagine how that goes. How do they do that?
This is a wild shift. So you're talking about 2.4 million kids across the United States who have been working all year to take AP exams. And AP exams really matter because students who get a 3 or higher on the exams can get college credit. And especially for kids who are paying their own way through college, this really matters for them. And so the College Board has said it's done everything it can. It's shortened the time of the test from 3 hours down to 45 minutes. So you're talking about in Illinois, you're talking about, you know, thousands of kids who are sitting for these tests this week from their home computers. And they said the glitches on the first day, there were glitches. They said there was a relatively few, it was like 1%. And so largely the College Board had an optimistic outlook. We heard mixed things from students here, but it seems like they're moving ahead this week with tests every day.
Yeah, and moving ahead with virtual graduations, and they're figuring that stuff out, too. We talked to one principal who said they each get a chance to walk across the stage, but it's going to take like 4 days to get the whole class a picture with enough social distance to make that happen. People are getting very innovative in these times to try to, you know, give the kids as much as they can some semblance of normalcy, that, you know, that they did achieve something, they got to graduate. There's even pandemic proms. Have you heard about those, Cassie? They're holding them via Zoom.
We have. There, people are getting so creative in this time. I mean, this is such a milestone, the senior year. All of those sorts of things are such milestones for students, and they've worked really hard for them. And I think that school leaders and district leaders are really trying to get creative here. And in Chicago, there's going to be, you know, the mayor has announced a virtual ceremony with Oprah as the commencement speaker, which is pretty cool.
Yes, they're making it work somehow. Thank you, Cassie. We appreciate your time. Cassie Walker-Burke, she's Chalkbeat Chicago, the bureau chief there. Thanks, Cassie.